enough for me. It's never enough for me. It's never enough for me.
Welcome to 780 with me, Jay Stone. I'm your host, and this is a brand new show, the first episode with a brand new concept. 780 is 780 seconds, which is 13 minutes, which only gives me a small amount of time in between the media that I'm going to play. So I've been away for about a year doing little shows in between for special episodes and then being a guest on other people's radio shows promoting my album and the new band that I left, and now I got another new band. So I got a lot of stuff to talk about in small periods of time, so you're going to have to tune in to hear these episodes. You might have heard a little pop there, but it took me a little while to get the system back up and running because normally I'm live and now I'm pre-recorded, so it's a little bit different of a pace. But now it allows me the time to go back and take out stuff that I don't like or edit ums and ahs, which I normally don't do because I want it to be as real as possible. So today I got about 6 minutes and 40 seconds to talk. I may use it all, I may not. But 6 Pills and a Bullet is the first single off Andy Gerald's new album. It's coming out everywhere this Friday, July 15th, 2022, just in case I'm not clear on what I was saying. But I got tons of music that was submitted. I got a lot of cool bands. I tried to get the Haxons in here today, but their music won't load into my software, and I'm not really sure why. So I'm going to have to figure out a way around that for the next show or play it off iTunes or something like that. I will be playing brand new Old Scold at the end of the show, Dead God, which was a CD he recorded years ago that got leaked. So they decided to shelve it, and it got leaked as Marilyn Manson demos. Being a big Marilyn Manson fan, that's the tie-in to Andy Gerald Scold. It's kind of that kind of show. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with Manson, which I'm sure is going to get cleared up relatively soon, like the Johnny Depp situation. Whatever side of the fence you're on there, I don't care. But they shelved the album and idea because it went phenomenally well, as far as I can gather. I dig it. But if you're a real Marilyn Manson fan, when those demos were leaked, you definitely knew it wasn't Manson and stuff like that. So there was a whole bunch of controversy, but it's great to see it released. It's a limited run of CDs and a vinyl. It's a splatter vinyl. I have it on CD and the vinyl. You could have bought it from Scold. He does pop-up stores on the internet and stuff, and he had autographed versions available. I didn't go with the autographed version on these because I have several other of his CDs. How many autographs do I need? You know what I'm saying? But everybody, check out Andy Gerald's brand new stuff coming out this Friday, July 15th, 2022. I've been looking forward to it. He got in touch with me. He knew I was putting this show together, so I kind of delayed the show for almost a month to get the track from him and let him get prepared, because I wanted it to be, you know, a special episode with something that nobody's ever heard before besides, you know, me and a couple of people in Andy's camp and a couple of clips here and there. So I'm excited that people like Andy, you know, come to me and, you know, want to be part of the show and, you know, be support, even though I took a little break again, because the reason for the break is because it was just too much pressure with all the other shows and just running out of material. There's, you know, COVID was, you know, happening, and I was trying to get back to work. I was doing concert production, which I'm no longer doing. Then I was at Live Nation for, there's a lot of reasons that I'm not doing the things I'm doing anymore, and eventually I'll get to like the band stuff with the reunion of Aisle 9 / Apocalyptic Love Story. I'll get to stuff like that. It's just situations I don't want to be in. I got some new stuff rolling. I'm still doing Invasion It. We got a brand new track we're working on. I'm trying to get my vocals down while I'm working on putting a new band together with the bass player. We got a drummer, so we're setting all of that up. I got one of these iKai MPC 61 keys. It's a full workstation to do stuff. It's standalone, or you can hook it into a recorder, which I have, or you can hook it into the DAW that they give you with it, which I have. But I gotta learn that stuff, because I still like knobs and buttons that I can touch, and I'm a very simple person when it comes to that. I only started getting into vocal effects a little over a year ago. So I'm a pretty basic person, even with food menus and stuff like that. But I just wanted to introduce you guys to the show. I feel like I got a lot more to say. I might have to extend this show, or, you know, play tracks that aren't as long. So, but it's fun. But here we go. So here's Dead God by Skull. See you on the next episode. I'm Jay Stone. Thanks for tuning in to 780 with Jay Stone. Rock on.
Yeah. sake.